You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show.
Hey guys, what's up? Just so everybody knows, Bing is for doing. Anyway, this is a voice show. Welcome. This is season 2, episode 7, the Battle Rounds, part 2, week 2.
Yes.
Whatever. I'm your host, Michelle Macedo. You can check me out at Macedo Music. And
I'm Marcy Smith. You can check me out at Marcy Alago Music on Twitter.
And I am Mark Allen. You can find me on Twitter, Mark E. Allen, A-L-A-N.
Just the letter E.
Yeah, that's correct.
Marky.
Not like... anything like why
it's not like
Spanish.
Marky Mark.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought at first. But now that we have that all cleared up, let's go into tonight's episode, which was really cray cray. It was week 2, part 2, and now the teams are almost ready for the live battle rounds. We started off with Christina's team.
Started off with a bang.
With Sarah Hill versus Jeff McBride,
which I didn't think was fair at all.
Which isn't fair. Because it's completely opposite.
Because, like, Sarah Hill was one of your favorites, wasn't she?
Sarah's great. I have nothing bad to say about Sarah. Yeah, Jeff is actually great as well.
Exactly.
But, like, she's 20 and he's 50.
Yeah. Right. That also coming up, I forgot to mention, but later on for a special segment, we'll be talking about image in the music biz and whether or not it really matters. But
it matters.
I think we know the answer.
This is a good example of how it matters.
Well, yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of examples, especially in this show and this episode, actually, of reasons why it matters. I don't know. Or examples. But, okay, Jewel was Sarah's mentor person. Pretty sure that Christina or someone just checks to see if these people are available.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you think they choose?
I don't know.
The mentors.
Because, like, I mean, why is Jewel mentoring two really soulful singers?
Right.
Jewel is a folk singer.
Yeah.
She's a singer-songwriter, guitar-ish chick.
Yeah, she's got her lane.
Like, that's her lane, completely.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me. And it's not really, like, Christina's thing. But I guess Jewel was free.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I didn't even write anything that Jewel said.
Like, no, because she didn't say anything.
They just gave her a lot of confidence, I think, going into the performance.
Like, the point.
Like, yeah, you're awesome. Do you. And she went.
Basically, all their advice, do you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't try and compete with the other person, which is like... stupid because they put them against each other, but whatevs. Anyway, what I thought was funny, Lionel Richie did Jeff McBride, who's 51, and when he put his glasses back on during the performance, his glasses couldn't reach his ears. And that was
hysterical.
A whole minute of entertainment.
Absolutely hysterical.
Mark, did you notice that?
I didn't notice until you pointed it out. But I mean, when they were talking about, you know, because he usually wears, I think it was even darker shades than he was wearing there.
Right.
So it was like, do you have to wear the glasses? He's like, yes. They're like, well, we need
clearly
to see the
eye. Clearly he's
51, contact.
I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and maybe contacts bother him.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that they did glasses where you could actually see his eyes.
Yeah, for sure. And I thought it was a cool moment when he took them off, but then it just opened up the gateway for us to realize that they didn't reach his ears after.
And also that he couldn't really see. I don't know how well he could see,
mm-hmm.
but I used to wear glasses. I got LASIK surgery.
Ooh.
Get it, girl.
And yeah, it was crazy.
It didn't seem to hurt his performance because he was just killing
he
it.
He was great.
No, he was on
I
top
thought,
of it.
I thought Jeff was better than Sarah.
Yeah, they sang
really
Chain
did.
Of Fools.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Sarah. Sarah, girl, I like you. But, like, Jeff was singing you.
Yeah, it seemed like he kind of was owning it. And it seemed like Christina was even, like, rooting for Sarah.
Yeah.
Like, come on, she wants her to win. And then, even though I felt like Jeff won the whole battle.
Vocally, if this was The Voice, like all of you want it to be out there, Jeff should have won. However, it's The Voice, and it's also a little bit of American Idol, and it's a lot. It's and a lot of what we're looking at now. So
let's remember that these judges are successful in the music industry, so they've been through that. So they're obviously going to use that judgment on everybody else. You know, they know that image is
what if they said, okay, this is The Voice, and they found them all by just hearing their voice, and then after that's over, now they can work with them, and maybe image does matter.
I mean,
they never said it has to be The Voice throughout,
right? Okay, but
they
like
find
I'm saying
with their mind. They
at
found
some
their voice.
Point throughout the whole show,
at some point image always matters.
Absolutely,
yes, that's true. Even if we know what they look like, that them just matters.
Yeah.
It totally. Just does.
And, I mean, for instance, I love Drake. Drake is awesome. He does not look like a rapper. So I can't really watch Drake and listen to him rap. There's a disconnect for me. But I can listen to him rap all day long and be happy with it.
Did you see some of his acting before? Is that why?
No, I didn't see his acting.
I did. That changed it for me. I was like, changed it for me, yeah. Because he was on, what, Nickelodeon?
Well, it was that Degrassi or whatever.
Degrassi.
I didn't see any of his acting.
I saw a small bit, and not to say he was a bad actor, but it's just like...
But it's Degrassi.
It's the same person.
Dude, it's like Canadian...
Yeah.
I don't know. I want my rapper to have a little roughneck in him. And
yeah, especially when he's rapping about what he's rapping about.
Seriously. Like, he's come from somewhere. Dude grew up in suburbia in Canada. Like, seriously?
I mean, well, that is something that they know. Dana.
And also, it's about the story, as we know.
Right.
It's a lot about story as well.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
So we don't agree with this picking.
No.
I mean, Sarah, I wish you the best of luck, and you have a great voice, and I hope they pick good songs for you, because you can do well.
Because she can sing, yeah. So,
but
I mean,
she seemed like
I
she
think
was
Jeff
to
should have been picked. Yeah.
And he really held, you know, the anchor. He was like the anchor.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And she was trying to do all over the place.
Even
I
she's
agree.
Surprised. If you're watching TV behind us, she's surprised that she won.
Well, yeah, because all the other judges picked Jeff.
Yeah.
He's 30 years older. You know, he just has been singing forever. And this is like his last chance.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is...
I don't believe in last chances.
She wouldn't make it far.
Right. It's not really, but... From the judge's perspective.
I think this is maybe his last chance on The Voice or whatever, but...
Yeah.
Keep singing, Jeff.
Right. And
he's
going to, I'm sure. And Marcy will come see you.
She will.
CeeLo will be there with his cat. freaks me out.
And, you know, CeeLo, for instance, CeeLo wasn't, like, a huge, big singer at first. Like, he was a big producer.
And
all these great songs were coming from him. And everybody's like, wow. Who's this dude?
Mm-hmm.
And then he became an artist.
Yeah, well, that's what it takes sometimes. Same thing with, like, Neo. Neo even got bumped from his first, I think, couple contracts.
Yep.
And then finally, it's just like
Neo's
he kept
not
writing.
Attractive.
Yeah.
He's a great writer.
Yeah. He's got a good performance, too.
Okay, Neo's a great writer.
Wanna be Michael Jackson moves, but...
Uh-oh. We gotta write that down for Marcy's Corner. Yeah, we should... This is Marcy's Corner.
Neo's a great writer.
Okay, and the next team, we had Blake, and that's Charlotte versus Lex.
Yes, with the song that shouldn't have been chosen
for
them.
Dude, all the kids, really?
Yeah,
by Foster the People?
Foster the People, come on. Come on, that plays way too much on the radio now. It's gone.
Well, it's
past
on
the
down. Yeah,
point.
It's past the point of playing now. It's on the
Dude,
downfall.
All bad.
But
and why is Miranda a coach?
Because she is his wife.
You don't think she's talented, or you don't think she's?
I
a
didn't
coach?
Say that. I don't.
You don't think it's the same genre?
It's not the same genre. It's not the same
well,
anything. Like
the way they were singing "Pumped Up Kicks," it was the same genre.
All right. Well. I don't think that's true either, but
bring your boxing gloves to go to Marcy's Corner.
But here's the thing, like, go Blake, like, that's what I'm talking about. Bring your girl along with you. Like,
yeah, I know, that's awesome.
He's trying to catch
totally.
Christina Aguilera's 11.
He's trying to get
million.
Some tonight.
Yeah,
hey, Blake,
that's true.
For real, like, I think that's awesome. But
yeah,
whatever.
We'll
but yeah, okay.
An
this
awesome
song
date.
Choice for these two,
mm-hmm.
Awful. It did not showcase anything for either of them.
No.
I think it was a bad song choice, too.
I mean, I didn't like the performance for either of them.
Yeah,
and they both have decent voices.
And just the way that Charlotte was acting, we both, you know, we're all kind of like, we don't want her to do well. I mean, no, even Cecil said, oh, yeah, the way you were confident and sexy. I was like, no, it's not.
She's more of a brat.
No, she's more of a brat. I'm not her biggest fan. Mm-mm. Even though she had that really awful disease thing where her jaw was disintegrating, which totally sucks. So yeah, I get totally why she wants to destroy Lex Lane. Yeah. But still, she was trying to intimidate her. I think she was trying to... I didn't like the way she was. It totally worked. Totally worked. And she says, I don't like to show off for the sake of showing off. My heart wants to show off. Really? It's like, truly, your heart wants to show off.
Yeah, but it was hard to even pick a winner through all that garbage we were watching.
It was bad. It was bad for both of them. And, I mean, honestly, Charlotte clearly has the more unique voice out of the two of them. Whatever. Girl, get it together. Do not be so cocky. Like, it's not cool.
Yeah.
You don't like it as an audience.
And you're not going to make friends that people aren't going to be on your side that way.
Because we liked you to begin with.
Yeah.
But we didn't like you that much this time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Definitely not. Alex, in terms of image or whatever, Alex wasn't... Well, apparently they were saying that, like, they thought Charlotte, or CeeLo thought Charlotte, like, oh, yeah, she's, like, so can't stop looking at her or whatever.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. And with Lex, I feel like more than that just being the case, in her head, she psyched herself out.
Yeah,
with
she was
that
out of the game from the get-go.
Yeah, because when she started off key.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, Lex.
But she does this random, the high stuff, you know, that came out of nowhere, but it was like extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It seemed like she had some cool tricks that she could do, too. It just, she wasn't just committing to it. She was just lacking the control of it, and it was like, oh, that was kind of unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, if it was placed better or, you know.
Failing
she
and
totally
flailing.
Got psyched out. So if Charlotte was trying to intimidate her, she definitely did.
Oh my god, I hope Charlotte doesn't ruin everybody else. Watch, everyone
well,
will get
that's not gonna happen. I want Charlotte to go up against Homeboy at the end. She's going to melt.
Damn. Okay, what happened then? Obviously Charlotte
was picked.
Charlotte
was
came
chosen.
Through.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So that's okay. It's okay. You know? Because next is CeeLo's team. And this was like the heartbreak of the night.
Yeah.
I feel like it was Sarah, Golden, and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. Like, totally different.
Yeah, and they brought Babyface and Neo around.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Juliet, who's supposed to be like a Rod Stewart girl version, and Sarah Golden, who's the lesbian. And I love it. Love the sweater vests, you know?
I did not love the sweater vest.
I mean... But it's endearing.
It's not endearing.
Okay, Marcy doesn't think
it's
it
not
is.
Sexy. It's not anything.
It's not. Well,
however,
that it's sexy.
She was likable.
Yeah,
she was very likable.
She did kind of the country yodeling stuff too.
I thought Sarah's voice was solid, and like she really held her own against Juliet, and that was hard because Juliet already had that raspy like like rocker voice. Chick voice for the Nirvana song.
Yeah, so that's right.
I know you guys felt differently, but I felt Juliet was in control of the whole thing.
Oh, wait, it wasn't her.
I wanted
song.
Her. I wanted
her. Oh, it's called Stay With Me.
Yeah.
Did we know who's saying it?
I think it might be Rod Stewart because they said that she already sounds like him. But I don't know. I think her overall performance was better. I thought she...
Sarah?
No.
No.
Juliet.
Of course not.
Nah.
Whatever.
But no, I just felt like Juliet was just...
Juliet was...
A better performer. I'm not saying... I'm not saying just because, you know...
I didn't think she was a better
her
performer.
Image either. Just to put that aside.
She
like,
had no clothes on.
No.
Yeah,
not,
I was
going to
say, Mark, how professional is it to show up
booty?
To rehearsal without your pants?
Right.
That is not very professional.
Well, the second rehearsal, she showed up with pants, but then for the actual...
CeeLo
yeah,
said,
back.
Take it off.
Exactly. He must have.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought she was in control of the whole thing. I liked her scream notes that she was hitting. And
you know what? I like Juliet's raspy voice, and that's about it. To me, Sarah executed the song far better than she did. She had a better tone. She had a better just control of her voice.
But I think Juliet's way more memorable. Not just the pants.
Why?
Just her voice. Her voice I thought was cool.
What's not memorable about them ugly vests?
I think they're both
bad hair.
I'm not saying that.
So different that they're both memorable. I mean, obviously... Different opinions.
I was voting for Sarah. Sarah, I'm sorry. You didn't
get through. Yeah, and I get why Julie. I mean, She does have a really marketable. Unique voice. She is more marketable.
And
she's
also,
more image.
She also gives it her... Like, I felt like she left everything on the stage as she's saying the
song. I didn't feel like that.
Could you feel that way for
I feel
Sarah
like that's
Golden?
That's Juliet's voice. That's how she's always going to sing.
Yeah, she had that
that's her
Janis
voice.
Joplin nasally
all,
thing.
That's always her voice, though. I mean, that's how her voice was when we saw her.
Yeah, but I think it was cool to watch. I think she should have won. She did win, and now she's going to move on. She's going to win next time, too.
Well, we'll just put Sarah Golden in Marcy's corner.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, we wish you the best. Keep singing.
Yeah, she wasn't
Keep
bad.
Singing.
I like her
Keep
country
singing,
style.
Girl. Yeah, and her parents. Oh, my God.
And that decision, just for the record, it was not about the voice.
Yeah, no way.
Thank
no
you very
way.
Much.
Oh, well, let's also keep in mind what it was CeeLo's team.
This is true.
I mean like,
that was a no-brainer. I don't even know why he picked Sarah to begin with.
Juliet
to begin
wasn't...
with, yeah, because he didn't see her. That's
right.
Why.
He was
that's
like,
exactly why.
Juliet's got to have somebody to go against, so
yeah.
Let me go ahead and
no,
get
No, but Juliet's not like, overly, like, ridiculously...
She's not hot.
No, yeah. So why is I mean?
Okay,
she's,
but
she's kind of a butterface.
If you put the two
either,
next
though.
To each other, and you look at the way CeeLo reacts to everybody.
Well, for him, yeah, for sure. But for me, even if there was still chairs,
okay,
chairs
if you
turn
saw
around,
neither of them, you would still pick
absolutely,
Juliet.
Absolutely, 100%.
All right.
I guess there's only one way to find out.
You roll with that.
How, what's the only way?
To do it.
Right.
Or to not. I know. Well, see, you can't. It's just...
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know.
Juliet's going to be at the house. I have no qualms about that.
Write that down.
She definitely has... She's going to be at Marcy's house.
Right. Watching
house.
Her win... her after she wins the whole thing.
No,
I'm not going to say that.
Way to turn it
but
around.
She's gonna, she, no, she's... She,
I love that you just
she's
backtracked
a great performer.
And said, I'm not going to say that. She's all right.
Yeah. No, exactly. I'm not saying she's going to win the whole thing, but she definitely won that performance for sure.
She was definitely... She was good.
She's all right.
I feel bad for Sarah.
Me
I
too.
Liked Sarah.
Thank
I
you very much.
Win.
High five.
Yeah. Okay. Next team. Next team is Adam, and they sang mm-hmm. "No More Drama."
Mary J.
Mary J. Blige, which is like what?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really hard song to sing.
Yeah.
It was Whitney versus Kim.
Kim, okay. Who you said was a backup singer for a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, I mean Kim Yarbrough. I feel like she's been everywhere. Like her name is really, really familiar.
So. Maybe do you think just being in the music industry, you've
No, I think she's great. Yeah, yeah. No, I've totally heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
She's got amazing control in her voice.
She's, what, 50?
Sure.
Yeah, she was 50.
She's older.
Yeah, 50 years old.
I don't know how old she is. I know she's older.
And
yeah, older
the cool
than
thing about this
Whitney.
Matchup is that Alanis Morissette was free, and Robin Thicke was also free.
And his hair was also free.
Was hair, I think his hair was busy.
Oh,
something.
Oh, yeah.
I love
That's
Robin.
It was. It certainly was busy half the time.
He mm-hmm. was doing his thing.
He's taking a nap the other half. But
so, was
yeah.
this even fair going into it?
No.
Did you think, I mean...
No, I don't think it's fair. I mean, Whitney is clearly a very new
right.
singer and very new and nervous singer.
Yeah.
She was really nervous. I think that was a psyching herself
I
out
think she
situation.
Was nervous the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
she's still good, but
yeah.
I think she was nervous
They're
the first time.
They're just overtaking her. I mean, how
but
old
Kim
was she,
is like...
Know?
She's in her 20s.
Yeah, she's yeah. super young. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
so
she's in her
even,
early 20s.
They even told her, like, be in the moment. Be present.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's one that's easier said than done, especially
Completely.
For a big stage like this for her. And then you come against... You're going against
like a
Kim
powerhouse.
Yarbrough. That's, yeah, powerhouse.
Who has performed in front of a ton of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
I really didn't like the song for both either of them, though.
I don't think it was... Yeah, I don't think it was a great performance.
Yeah,
but
it's more of a solo song, and they're
it's
doing
definitely
all these
more of a
duets.
Solo, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it was like, definitely more of a solo song, and, like, let me tell you about my drama.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
that song.
Oh, yeah, and then by the end, Whitney was, like, jumping around.
Right, just trying to pull it back.
Yeah.
I mean, I
yeah.
feel like Whitney, her second half was better than her first half.
I agree.
She let it grow.
Yeah,
she
started
got the nerves
off
out
not,
a little bit.
Not
yeah,
good.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, this could be bad.
When she started, she was off key, too.
Yeah, that was rough.
But it, I mean, it was what it was.
Seniority wins in this one.
Right?
It definitely
there
did.
Was mm-hmm. no more drama.
Kim can sing. Yeah.
Kim
I mean,
totally
Kim,
won.
If given the opportunity, she's always going to try and sing somebody up under the table.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
And she totally can. Yeah.
yeah.
Like, yeah, totally. Okay, next. Oh, we forgot to go back to this, but we'll do it now. Is Christina. I really like that she picked Heart Shaped Box.
Heart Shaped Box? Where are we?
Christina.
Team Christina. For the Lindsay and Lee, the baker.
Yeah, Lindsay
oh, okay.
is one of my favorite from auditions.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we're pulling for her. Just because
so,
she did the Trey songs that she switched up.
Yeah, that
and,
wasn't even a battle.
Mm-mm. going into it.
It was not even a battle.
Well, it seemed like it was like the battle of who has the most unique voice out of either of them.
I think it was a battle of who had the best hair.
No, mm-hmm. Lee was a hot mess.
Yeah.
He was.
Poor baby. I was just like, what are you wearing?
He wants to be known as a musician who bakes, not as a baker who pursues music. Mm-hmm.
But to have on two different patterns on two different shirts, why?
Did he?
That was the next one. That was the next one.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about? We're not talking about Lindsay and Lee.
We are, yeah. I forget what he was wearing.
Yeah.
Didn't he have on...
He was just wearing like a regular... No, that was actually Jamie Lono.
That was the mom one.
Yeah. That's next.
That was next.
Oh.
So right
nice
now is...
Nice try.
Right now, Lee, we couldn't understand what they were saying, and he's the one that said, broken hymen of your hiney.
Right, yeah. He plays guitar.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, he played guitar.
And I guess, Lindsay is a big Nirvana fan and knew the song, and he hasn't heard the song
Lindsay
in like
was the one with the
years.
Shaved head?
Yeah.
On the side?
Shaved.
Yeah.
And Lee wasn't the one with the glasses?
No, he had the curly hair, I think, and
played
the guitar.
No, he looked like Art Garfunkel.
Yeah.
With the curly hair and the red glasses?
Not the red glasses.
They did both have curly hair, but he didn't have the red glasses.
You got that one right.
Oh, okay.
See?
Sorry, America.
How can you trust her judgment on these if she doesn't even know?
Clearly, Lee is not memorable for me, and forget you.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, Lee, that means if you didn't even remember him.
Yeah. Sorry,
you
Lee.
Know, both of them.
Yeah.
But Lindsay's shaved head totally gets my attention every time.
For sure. Well, they said it was a very creepy performance, kind of weird and unique.
It was really bad. It was not good.
They liked it. I didn't think it was anything crazy, but I mean...
I think when I hear the words for the first time of songs and you know that it's a good cover of it, you know, when you're hearing the words and I couldn't even understand the words.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just the
English. It was very
ran
together.
So I don't think either of them were too much better than the other person, but I think Lindsay's first performance in her audition definitely pulled her to overtake this one.
Yeah.
Her first audition was amazing.
Yeah.
So that was, you know...
One of the most...
Sorry, memorable. Lee. Going back to baking.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's okay. Keep playing music. Next team. Okay. CeeLo. Again, with Jamar and Jamie.
Yes.
And Jamie...
Oh, this is... Jamie was the one with
mom.
The red glasses.
There we are.
Oh, poor baby.
The red glasses.
And the diamond
and
sweater
the
and the striped shirt
that
under
that one caught me off guard. Just from the, I mean,
it was like,
pants.
And then he had like hips in his pants.
Yeah,
it just wasn't sexy at all.
No,
but Jamar was so one of the more sad. People that one of the guys that I remembered from the audition rounds that was very memorable and like whatever. I forget what he's saying, but it was just like his image is cool. I don't know if that matters. But no, it definitely.
Who
does.
Knows?
And.
Who
knows?
This is but the boy with the zipper sweater over here. Image.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Screw that on.
I'm going to leave this one alone.
Right.
Just okay. So, but we found out about Jamar's story that I didn't remember. Did they even mention that before?
I don't know if
they
mentioned that.
I don't feel like
that.
They mentioned that.
No, I don't think they did.
That's something I would have
remembered. That he was addicted to crystal meth. He got clean 6 years ago and then found out that because of his drug use, he's HIV positive.
Yeah, and that's mind-blowing. That's kind of brings us like, wow, that does really
happen.
Yeah,
that brings it back to reality.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, if he can still
make things
happen.
That just brings me back to the fact that when I try out for The Voice, I need a freaking story.
Yeah. Also
that's what
that
brings me back to.
Also that. But you can tell that Jamar is a guy with, like, charisma, and he's coming out all hip, and the other guy's coming out all confused.
No, he's definitely lived.
For sure.
Yeah, and he's just...
He's got an old
got
soul,
a
that one.
Personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
CeeLo's one of his heroes, so, I mean, it was cool that he's on his team.
And he got to work with Neo.
I think what's frustrating for me with Jamie is Jamie has a great voice, and I feel like this song did not showcase that.
I felt like
and it was
like
too high
up.
For him.
It was set up for him to lose.
He cracked from the first practice.
And if he was continuing to crack, any vocal coach or mentor would say, you know what, this song is too high for
you. Gotta bring it down.
We need to, yeah.
Instead, they're
is.
Just like, instead Babyface was even like, "What? So what does this mean to you?
I mean,
like,
it
means that I can't sing it that high.
Exactly, exactly.
And I'm not gonna go for the low because I'm gonna sound like an idiot. And then even in the performance, he started like doing like the falsetto instead of going high. And the other guy, Jamar, was just outshining him.
Yeah.
So it was just like, he
didn't have a chance. He was sweating. He was like, no, that's good. He's like such a good guy. I want him to win. Like,
And I love that, you know, one of CeeLo's first things out of his mouth, he said, there are a lot of people less talented on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, unfortunately, that is the business we are in.
Oh, for sure.
As absolutely. Being in the music business, you don't actually have to have talent, but you always have to have an image.
That's true.
Some
That's
kind true. Of image.
Yeah, some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless yeah. of what it is, you yeah. have to have one.
You can dress up like a peacock, like CeeLo.
It's true. LMFAO.
Mm-hmm.
Them boys are not sexy. No. I mean, they sing about being sexy That's all the
true.
Time.
That's true.
There is nothing sexy about
there are
them.
A lot of talk. Yeah. A lot of talk.
But they have an image, you know? Yeah. It's that crazy afro, I don't have an image.
Well, totally. The animal pants.
Yeah.
And they got
and
a good,
you know
I mean,
what? It party. Works for them.
Their energy. I mean, takes them. And their music's catchy. That's all it takes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And your dad's, one of your dad's Berry Gordy.
Oh, really?
Godfather. Isn't his godfather?
I don't
well,
know.
That helps.
Well, yeah.
That helps a lot.
But supposedly Berry Gordy didn't
it
help
It always
him
helps
out,
when somebody has a label
yeah.
or,
yeah,
you know, is a music mogul. Yeah.
It happens to be. That
in
totally
your back
helps.
Pocket.
You yeah. have,
not saying that they're not talented. I think they're talented and they're producing hits after hits, so.
They certainly are. They certainly are. Well, on that note, unless there's anything else you guys want to say.
Oh, wait. They picked Jamar.
Yeah, Jamar.
Oh, they picked Jamar. Oh,
they picked Jamar, and Jamar is going to go
and
far.
And he should have won. Yeah. yeah. And I do think he's going
to
go
How long did
far.
It take to think of that
I
one?
Well, I wrote it down while you guys were talking.
Oh, good.
You
know,
came
oh,
with that
sweater.
Snazzy sweater.
Oh, yeah. Jamar's going to go far.
You're so lucky I'm nice.
So besides that.
Oh, like that.
So besides that, now we're going to go to Marcy's Corner. But
I'm not
first,
scared of you.
We're going to go to a commercial break.
I am.
Now. Soon.
How about now? What about now? Maybe not. We're going to keep talking.
What about
well,
now?
We could kind of tell them about AfterBuzz and what the commercial would tell them about.
That's true. Well, yeah. It would tell them about a lot of stuff. One of the many important things it would tell them is to listen to us every Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
On the Voice After Show.
And after you watch us on Monday night, you can also download us and all the other podcasts for AfterBuzz.
That's
on
true.
On iTunes for free.
I'm sure that we do the show that you watch.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow we end up on YouTube.
That's correct. So download that and share it with friends.
YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Go to AfterBuzzTV.com. Go to iTunes. Download it. You'll be so cool.
Yeah, that way you don't have to talk to your coworkers at work about it.
Around the water cooler.
Of course.
Totally.
Or you could be at work completely cracking
and
up.
Then when you watch Dancing with the Stars, vote for Maria.
Yeah, vote for Maria.
And vote for Jalil, too. Because that's my homie.
Because Bing is for doing it. Let's go to commercial break.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to The Voice After Show, Season 2, Episode 7, The Battle Round, Part 2. Mm-hmm. Here I'm your host, Michelle Macedo, and here is Marcy.
Hello.
Mark, that's my name.
Mark. Marcy, Mark, Michelle. Whoa.
M&M.
That's cool. But anyway, we are going to move right on to our special segment, which is, does image matter in the music business? How much does it matter?
Marcy?
Let's go to Marcy's corner here for a second.
Well, I get beat up on all the time because I talk about people's image, and this is The Voice. Yeah, it's The Voice or whatever, but, like, everybody wants to look at somebody. And when you look at somebody, you're going to make your own opinions. And these are my opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not the foremost authority on everybody's image, but it's just what I think.
You did just walk into her corner, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not leaving.
So, what is your opinion? But here's the thing, like, Adele, for instance, when she first came out, everybody just heard her voice and was like, oh my God, this person's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew Adele was a big girl. Or was it exactly?
We talked about the album cover was just right. Like close up on a random part of her face.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, they didn't have a full like spread out sexy big girl cover.
No,
well, you wouldn't do that if though. Either.
Why?
Because that doesn't.
Because
that,
what? That's that not doesn't fit add, the image
add.
That they're looking for.
Well,
add to what? Right, it doesn't fit the image.
Yeah.
That they
so what did they want. Do? What they do do for her CD cover?
They did some random like so, I mean, close up thing on her.
You're not
like,
gonna do her
same with her second album.
Yeah, but you're not gonna.
It was just all her face.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, she's not an ugly girl.
Oh, okay. But we're not gonna show her sexy body. We're not gonna have her
exactly. So
like Beyonce, like all spread out.
Oh,
well, you're not gonna show anything that's gonna take away from.
Oh,
music,
but
yeah.
So then you're saying being a big girl is not a good image.
I'm saying that it's not, I mean, necessarily the best image.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
It is an image.
So let's talk about,
thank
wait,
you very much.
Let's talk
okay.
about, yeah, marketability.
So now, exactly. So maybe just starting off, but now they show her and everybody knows she's big.
No, they don't. No, her second album came out and they showed her face.
Yeah, but nobody buys the CD
okay,
anyways.
Here's my question.
They download it on iTunes.
Here's my question for both of you. How long did it take the time between when you heard her first song or whatever?
What, Trading Pavement?
To the Chasing Pavement, yeah.
I didn't even like that song. Honestly, I didn't know what that girl looked like until Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know what Foster the People looked like?
I have no idea what they look like. And
okay.
I worked at the Elton John party, and I still don't know what they
look like. Okay, so they have a good image.
I don't know what
they
to
have
tell
a, they have a good
they're
image, and their
here,
song
though.
Was the most played the whole last
here.
Year and most of this
Let's
year.
Let's focus. America doesn't care about people that aren't from here, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that Jessie J, for instance, was super popular before anybody knew who she was. Like, everybody was like, oh my God, who's that voice? Da, da, da. I knew who she was because I'm in the music industry.
Okay.
So, like, I knew who she was, but, like,
so if they don't care,
again,
if they don't care what they look like, then why...
There are
then
a ton
why,
of people out here who still don't know who Jessie J is.
If America doesn't care where you're from, then
Adele's
not
that.
From here.
I didn't say that. I said America does care where you're from.
Okay, but you said if you're not from here, then it doesn't matter.
I didn't say that.
Yes, let's rewind it.
So,
but I'm saying Foster the People.
That's not what I said.
They have a good image and their song.
I said they're not from here. Therefore, they're not promoted like other artists that are from here.
They're not promoted the same way that
no, their image, their likeness, they're not promoted the same way as if like some other artists, like Drake, for instance.
I mean, it definitely is the international thing, a part of the image. There's this idea, I think, especially in the music industry, that if someone's coming from another country, then we think, oh, then that's
not
the best
good.
Of their country.
Right. They're not as good as America.
Well,
that's the best they have to bring over
yeah,
here.
That's the best that they have. So,
well,
it is
the
like
number one place to go. Because all the artists that don't make it here for very long, they just go overseas.
Right,
and
there's
more money
also
than
that.
They would ever make here.
Exactly.
There's that.
I'm just saying, like, Chasing Pavement was all right. Yeah, the chorus can run through my head. I didn't know what she looked
but
like then.
You,
but if
just,
she came out with someone like you and was
it wouldn't
was
have made a
there,
difference.
You don't think
made
so?
No, it wouldn't have made a difference. It wouldn't have made a difference.
You think it would have made a difference if
she wouldn't have won 7 Grammys
okay.
this year?
Okay, Adele, Adele. What's her name? The girl that sang American Boy. Take me on a trip.
Oh, Estelle.
Oh. Okay. She had all kinds of stuff out before that song.
Yeah,
nobody
she did.
Ever heard about her. She had like 2 albums before that song.
She did.
Okay.
Nobody ever heard about her. She's not cute.
Okay, so even, but there's so many.
And there was like no, like, it's
that's why Adele is like a breath of fresh air, because we always focus on the image, focus
I'm
on
not
the image,
saying that it's
focus
not a
on
breath
the
of
image,
fresh air.
And all these images that the most beautiful people,
okay.
you put them up there, and sometimes they don't last very long.
I'm just being realistic about
yeah, so am I, but I'm,
our situation as a music industry.
But
that's
I'm,
it.
Okay.
That's it. All I'm saying is if you get into the American music industry, there is a certain amount of clout that's going to go with your image. Britney can't sing to save her life, but she's a great performer, or used to be a great performer, and she had a great image.
I'm not
Period.
Saying that image doesn't matter. I'm saying that Adele There is definitely some times where it's, where the rules don't apply. Like Adele would have still, that album was so good, it didn't matter if you put her. First of all, if you just put her whole body on the CD.
I agree.
All
I'm saying is you just never saw her.
Her image is no image.
Yeah. Exactly. That is her image. That is true. Do you see Adele having like
makeup ads or
commercials on anything?
She's probably the spokesperson for Dove. Because that's what their image is. They support that thing. But I'm saying Adele still would have won as many Grammys.
Adele's been out for how many years now? Has she had any of that stuff?
Exactly, but now we know what she looks like now. She performs live.
Has she had any of that stuff?
Well, I just saw on the cover of Vogue and Cosmo.
Thank God.
On the cover of Cosmo, she looked like cropped and totally airbrushed.
Skinnier.
Totally different than, you know, in life. Like, I felt like there was no way
that
she would be that.
I'm just saying, image is a big part of this
industry. I agree. I think image,
you
can have a great image and a terrible voice and obviously make it in this business.
Unfortunately.
However, there is some rules that
don't
apply to certain people like Adele.
No, there's just no such thing to me as, and I'm saying to me, I'm mm-hmm. not saying for this industry or anybody, but there's no such thing to me from just being in this industry as just the voice. It doesn't exist. And if you have the voice, you're in the background. You're like Kim Yarbrough, and you've been on everybody's album. You've done backgrounds for everybody. You've sang on top of everybody to make them sound better. But you've never been in the forefront.
But I'm just saying,
on the rare occasion, you have Adele.
Uh-huh. Where,
who finally breaks out and still is nowhere in terms of image.
I think a really good example of image worked at the most is like the music videos.
Yeah.
You know?
That we rarely see.
Adele's music videos, the ones that I've seen, she's not in all of it, and she's sitting down.
She's either sitting down or she's on a stage.
Yeah.
With a band.
Yeah, because that's her image. She's a live singer and can sing anybody.
I bet you if you talk to Adele, mm-hmm. she does a lot more than just that. And there's her songs that she sings about and the things that she writes about are a lot more than just sitting down and standing on a stage.
That's all she does.
Well, okay. As we know, since
and
she's won
you
seven
proved
Grammys,
my point yet again.
And Mark's corner. Mark has a corner.
I do. This is my corner.
You know, so
I know image does apply. However, there is certain times where it doesn't matter. And you can still win seven Grammys if you're a big girl. And we all know what she looks like now.
Okay.
They're not still hiding her.
Do you think,
I'm not saying
to play devil's
hiding,
advocate here?
I'm just saying that in the beginning, as with everything else, Adele is a special case. There's always going to be special cases in
everything.
That's
what I'm saying.
Do you think that
but
her
general,
image or her
this
lack
is how
of
is.
Her, because she's bigger, do you think it helped her image at all?
Yeah, I think once you heard the music and it was so good, the whole album was so good that it didn't matter. I think it's a good thing for America to bring best of London over here.
I don't think it had anything to do with bringing the best of London over here. I think it helped in the fact that, you know what, other people, I mean, our country is 75% overweight.
Right, that's
so
what I'm saying. So you think people were like, oh,
when
it's
they
okay.
see somebody like that singing and succeeding, I think that's a beautiful thing. And that makes people that look like Adele or are bigger or whatever, it gives them hope and lets them know that they can do whatever they want to do as long as they're really good
right,
at it.
So it's a good thing for...
No, I'm not saying it's not a bad... I'm not saying it's a bad thing that old girl is big. I'm just saying that...
But if she is big,
No. I'm saying we are such an image conscious country.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I think it's great that, you know, she's doing her thing. Just like Queen Latifah, for instance. Nobody thought mm-hmm. she could do all the things that she did.
She was on covers.
Shoot, she was a female, she was black, yeah. and she was
she's
big.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like...
And she owned
she
it and worked
everything.
Out.
And she's doing her thing, you know what I mean? But there's always going to be the exception to the rule.
That's what I'm saying.
However, I'm saying you have it 10 times harder if you are the exception to the rule. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Thank you for agreeing.
Do you also think, I feel like also that is so true. And if you are like everybody else, it's also like crazy hard, you know?
Completely.
Yeah.
So either way.
Completely. When I walk into a room, when I walk into a room for an audition, automatically I'm a black girl and they think I'm going to sing R&B. I'm not an R&B singer.
I never profess to be. I don't pretend to be. I don't try to be. You know, and so, like, it's either shocking in a good way or shocking in a bad way for whoever's listening to me, however they want to take it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what I mean? It's funny that you said that, because I was just talking about the other day on the set of my music video, there was an extra, you know, in the background, and I was going around talking to people, and it was an older African-American male, and I was talking to him, and he was like, what does this girl look like? What does she look like? Meaning the singer of the song. And it was me, and I was like, oh, I sang the song. It's me. He was like, what? When I look at you, I think of, like, an annoying little white girl voice coming out of you.
Oh, my God.
I know, and he was like...
He said that out loud.
Yeah, out loud. And then he was
on
like...
On your set.
Yes. I was like, wow, no, you know, filter. And he was like, I thought some, like, annoying voice. And then he tried to do... So he was just like... Wah. And then he was like, but you sound black. You sound black. He just kept saying it. I was like, okay, I'm going to take that as a compliment. I'm going to ignore the whole annoying white girl thing, whatever. I'm going to take it as a compliment. But he just kept saying that, and that was really interesting.
People prejudge people a lot.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, that's how we are acclimated in this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. And not just in this country, but in so many other countries. I mean, in Japan, for instance, they think America is, everything that comes from America is better than what they have.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Yeah.
But that's what they think, because that's what you grow up and that's what you learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. It's
so it just is what it is. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of, like, truth news, but...
Truth news.
It just...
The what? Wait, can we...
Yes, you heard it here. truth news.
Yes. After Buzz TV exclusive.
Maybe that's the new title of your segment.
Truth news.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, it just is what it is, you know. And I hate that I get, you know, the brunt of bad comments and everything, because I just say it like it is. It just is. I didn't make it that way.
Do you feel like you get the brunt of bad comments?
Yeah. Have you read our comments?
Mm-hmm. I try and stay away from that.
It's all good. My mama raised a really strong black chick, so I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'm
she good. Did.
You can say whatever you want to say.
Yeah, she did.
I'm confident in who Bam. I am and what I say.
Obviously.
Obviously.
And then that's what about right.
It's all love. It's all love.
That's right.
And how did your mama raise you?
She raised him to wear that sweater.
Yeah.
There,
give me the sweater. No, she didn't.
Good for you. I like the sweater. It looks easy to, you know, put on, take off. I like it.
Really, it's got a zipper, which helps.
Totally helps. Is there anything else that you would like to say, Mark, about image in the music industry?
No, I just know that it does absolutely matter.
Thank you.
But I'm agreeance with saying that, you know, it's a breath of fresh air that Adele is doing so well.
Adele's not the only one. I mean, we've had Patti LaBelle. We've had Aretha Franklin. We've had, like, so many people that are not your skinny pop star.
Well, that's, like, before pop music was everything.
I mean, Luther was a big man. Like,
times are changing, though.
I'm just saying.
And I mean,
you know, people aren't perfect. We have a lot of ugly rock stars, and people still think they're sexy as all get out.
With that crazy hair.
That is the truth.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Like, but it's still an image that people like, still.
I mean, look at Mick. I mean, whoa.
I know.
I mean, that dance he does.
The moves he's got.
Yeah. Just work it like you're really hot.
You know? Exactly.
It seems to
maybe if you believe it, then everyone else around you will.
Yeah.
It's true.
That seems to work with a lot of people.
So be confident, people. That's the lesson for
today. Yeah, be confident.
That's what we got out of all of this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's a lesson.
Work your confidence.
Be confident.
Yes.
Work your confidence. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thank you.
Please tune in next week for live? No. Other battle rounds. Other battle rounds.
Yep. We're still battling.
For the rest.
Marcy and I won't battle as much, though.
Probably will.
Who knows? But for now, just follow me at Macedo Music, and you follow Marcy at
Marcy Alago Music.
And follow me, Mark E. Allen, and follow us at AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah, that's it. Bing is for doing it.
And we're doing it
doing
next time.
It.
And we're doing it now. Doing it.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments and questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
views expressed herein are those of the host only, not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.